All-Star Ratings Point to Troubling Signs for WNBA. By Dylan Gwynn on July 22, 2025. It's news that will shock no one, but last weekend's WNBA All-Star Game, which did not include Caitlin Clark, was a dismal ratings failure. Players took to the court for warm-ups in t-shirts that read, "Pay us what you owe us." A part of the players' campaign for pay raises as they work to negotiate a new collective bargaining agreement, CBA, with the league. However, unfortunately for the players, only a relatively small audience saw their shirts because only a relatively small audience watched the game. What could cause such a monstrous drop in ratings from last year? Well, it could have something to do with Caitlin Clark, the biggest star in the game, not playing in the game. Clark suffered a groin injury the week of the game and sat out to heal. Oh sure, Clark was at the game. She was a team captain. But again, she did not play in the game. "I'm so excited for Indy to host WNBA All-Star this weekend. I know this will be the best All-Star yet," Clark said in a statement announcing that she would not play. "I am incredibly sad and disappointed to say I can't participate in the three-point contest or the All-Star game. I have to rest my body. I will still be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for all the action and I'm looking forward to helping Sandy Brondello coach our team to a win." Not only did the ratings take a nosedive without Clark, ticket prices crashed immediately after it was learned that she would not play. The getting price for the WNBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis has dropped 48%, from $121 to just $64, after news broke that Caitlin Clark won't be playing, according to TickPick. ESPN attempted to make the numbers look better by comparing them to the 2023 All-Star Game, before Caitlin Clark entered the league. Clark is expected to return from her injury within the week.